Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and consulting.
In today's economic climate, it's easy to have your mind on your money and your money on your mind. But the question remains, when you see what's in the news today, what does all of that actually mean? And when will things improve? Luckily, we've got a guy who's going to help explain some of that on this week's installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber, and the guy is Jonathan Allen. He will join us here momentarily. The quarterly check-in with Allen Wealth Management on all things financial, what topics are trending in the news, what it means for us here in the high country of Northwest North Carolina, both individually and within our business financial context. It's important to be predictive, especially when you hear words like recession start getting thrown around. What can we do to prepare for market corrections? Some of the topics we'll get into with Jonathan here on this episode of the podcast. So you might want to play this one back a time or two. Jonathan gets into some pretty specific information. While nobody can predict what comes next, there are certain market influences that happen, like wars in Ukraine and political upheaval and you name it. It can have an influence on it. But what he will do is give you some food for thought and really give you some good ideas and good things to be looking out for as it relates to economic trends, not only in the short term, but also from a long-term strategic standpoint as well. So have Jonathan on here in just a few moments. Bring a couple of other topics into focus here as we record this on early Thursday morning. Coming up this Monday, the next part of the housing conversation takes place here in Watauga County. So for those of you that were dialed into that conversation that we had back several weeks ago and some of the reporting that we did on that, the Watauga Housing Forum is now giving way to the Watauga County Housing Council. And that group, an organizing group, having their first meeting coming up Monday evening here in Boone from 6 o'clock to 8 at Watauga High School. The folks that participated in the housing forums that indicated they wanted to do more. Maybe they wanted to plug into a certain conversation. They wanted to help bring other stakeholders into the conversation, or they just wanted to stay informed. Those folks shared that interest, and the organizers of the housing forums, as they took the next step in building a community action plan, have created this event to get the engaged in some of these topics and conversations moving forward. So if you are interested in getting involved in what will become of the housing forum conversation leading to community action plan, there's still an opportunity for you to do this. So if you hear this before Monday night, and that Monday's date is the 13th of June, if you hear this before Monday, June 13th, email directly to us at info@boonchamber.com. Let us know that you would like to be a part of that conversation. We'll get you in touch with the organizers to get you on the list to attend that very important organizational conversation. From that point, there will obviously and most likely be some committee work that will take place, some other stakeholder groups that may form from this. What we've seen the Watauga Housing Forum turn into is an opportunity to take some of those topics that resonated in the solutions conversation and put working groups to those topics. So some of those things about affordability, accessibility, standards, those will continue. But also getting into the stakeholder groups a little bit more, how we can, as a community, really develop good talking points behind what it is we're looking for and how we can best communicate that to outside constituents. So that's another one of the things that will come from this. So there are no shortage of opportunities to connect. If you're interested in that, again, email us at info@boonchamber.com. We'll get you in touch with the organizers and get you on the list for that work. If you're unable to attend in person Monday, June 13th from 6 to 8, at Watauga High School, there is a Zoom component of that as well that you can watch the virtual event, or you can go back and watch if you've got a time commitment issue. You can go back and watch that later. So there are opportunities to stay informed on this. And the important thing here is that the momentum continues because this housing crisis that we see here in this area and many, many other municipalities around the country are seeing at the same time, this leads to so many other things. You can't have real serious conversations conversations about improving labor conditions until you have a place for those people to live. And you can't really have great conversations about business recruitment or business growth unless you have places for people to live. So we got to get this issue tackled first for all constituents here in our community, not just those that live in a particular municipality. We've got a lot of county residents that are looking for opportunities here to better their housing situation. Got folks chasing the American dream of home ownership that are finding that to be more and more challenging. Simply said, you should be able to live in the place that you work, and it shouldn't have to be so hard. We get the right minds around the table, we can make that dream a reality to make it a little bit easier for people to live and work here in this beautiful part of the state. So stay tuned on that. We'll continue to keep you updated on what comes of that group and other points of engagement. But if you're interested in Monday night, again, email us at info@boonchamber.com and we'll get you squared away with that. All right, let's get to it. Jonathan Allen has plenty of information for us here on this very important installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series. Jonathan Allen, Allen Wealth Management, our quarterly check-in with one of our area's financial gurus.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as promised before the break, it is that time of the quarter once again to meet with Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management to get our update on all things financial. And we could make this show last about 3 days at this point in time, Jonathan, but we'll distill it down to 20 minutes. How about that?
That sounds like a winner. Thanks.
All right. Well, let's get started on the topic of the hour. And really it's been the topic of the hour for the last several months. And that's really been centered around inflation. What do you see as the latest impacts on that as it relates to people who are trying to make their living here in the high country and try to get an understanding as to how inflation is impacting them daily?
So really quickly, inflation, just as a quick reminder, is the general cost of everything going up. And so certain areas are really noticeable. So like, for instance, we can see inflation in gas prices. We can see inflation in food and things like that when we go to the grocery store. We could even see inflation when you go out to eat a lot of times. You've noticed that some of the prices have gone up at local restaurants and some of those things. And so those are all inflation, examples of inflation that we can point to. But from an economic perspective, inflation is a monetary phenomenon where the cost of everything generally kind of trends up over time. And so here recently, we had some of the highest, earlier this year in 2022, we had some of the highest inflation measures that we've seen in over 40 years. You have to go back to the early 80s. To really see inflation much higher than what we've seen. And for a lot of people, they don't really understand why that's such a big deal. It seems like the economy is growing and things are going okay. But the reason it matters is because it means our dollars actually purchase less. And so for the first time in a long time, we're having these conversations about what that looks like. So inflation, generally what we're telling our clients and friends, we think it's going to be with us for a while. And one of the reasons that we think it's not just going to be transitory, that's the word that the Federal Reserve used after the pandemic. People were kind of saying, wait, this is going to be inflationary. And they said, no, it's going to be transitory. It's not going to last. But the reason we feel it's going to be persistent and stick around for a while is because it's made its way into wages. And, you know, if you think about it, if you give somebody a raise, that is going to raise your overall cost of doing business. Doesn't matter which business that you're in. And so as a result, what usually happens is that business owners or corporations or whoever will raise their prices to help offset some of those costs. And so it's kind of this fulfilling prophecy that we see where, again, generally the cost of things goes up. And when it makes its way into wages, that tends to be with us for a while. And that tends to have a pretty big impact on the economy.
You know, people often like to see a trend like this and kind of point the finger in the direction of either who's to blame or who will fix it. And maybe sometimes that finger gets pointed in the same direction. Who can you tell us is the one that we should maybe be paying attention to in terms of a governing body or an individual that can maybe make the greatest impact on the direction that inflation is traveling right now?
This is a really good question. I've actually had some conversations this week and last week with some clients who were pretty adamant that a particular political party or person has caused inflation. And I'll say that while there is some evidence that the political parties, and you can pick your flavor, have contributed some with inflationary things that they've passed. And that's true of both Democrat and Republican. Probably the bigger factor is going to be the Federal Reserve. And the reason I say that is they're the ones who, the Federal Reserve controls the supply of money. That's monetary policy. And so when we have a period of time like we did back during the financial crisis and like we did during the COVID lockdowns, where basically things are very, very accommodative. That means we have really low interest rates. It's very easy to get money from banks and other places, other lenders. That tends to be inflationary. And so when the supply of money, that's one of the key determinants of inflation, when the supply of money increases greatly, that is actually one of the big things that I would point to as to be a contributor of inflation. The other thing that's a contributor, the supply is important, but also what's called the velocity. That's how quickly money exchanges hands. The Federal Reserve, I think you could point to as being probably the main body that we want to actually look to. That's the banking system, effectively, controlled, run by Jay Powell right now. That is probably the primary body that is going to be responsible for inflation.
Intriguing information so far from Jonathan Allen, Allen Wealth Management, joining us here on Mind Your Business this morning. As we've had this conversation about inflation, Jonathan, a lot of folks starting to throw another key economic term into the vocabulary of the day, and that is recession. Can you remind folks, number one, what is the definition of a recession? And in terms of market behavior, if we're indeed heading in that direction, how should we begin to prepare as businesses and individuals for that alleged eventuality?
Yeah, so this is the next thing that comes up when we talk about inflation. So the Federal Reserve, as being the body that probably created some of the inflation, is going to try to control the inflation. And so one of the ways they try to do that is to kind of mop up some of the liquidity. So think about liquidity as being how easy you can get to money. And so what the Federal Reserve is doing right now is they are trying to kind of mop up some of that liquidity. They're basically taking money out of the system. Whereas we had monetary policy that was very accommodative. What they're doing now is they're actually tightening the belt loop. That's what they're doing. They're actually making it harder for people to get mortgages, and they're making it harder for businesses to get mortgages. So what's happening is that the Federal Reserve is trying to very slowly, methodically pull liquidity out of the system. And that the hope is over time that will slow down the economy. So again, and the thought basically is that they're raising interest rates. They're also pulling some of the money out of the system, and that tends to control inflation. Now, the byproduct of that, most of the time, historically, is that when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, they don't know when to stop. And so because they're backward looking a lot of times, what you'll see happen is that they keep raising interest rates until they put us in a recession. And a recession is actually technically, economically, is defined as two quarters of slowing or negative economic growth. So right now, we don't necessarily have negative economic growth right now. We may actually have slowing growth. And so there's this big conversation going on about, do we actually have slowing growth, or are we actually experiencing negative growth right now? So are we in a recession? I don't know. I don't think we are. Not yet. The numbers don't bear that out. But are we headed that direction? Yeah, usually I think we probably are. And so how do you as a business owner, how do we as individuals prepare? Well, part of it is making sure that we have our debt in line, that we don't have any outstanding debts. If we have any obligations, maybe where we see the cost of borrowing going up, trying to keep our house in order financially, that's going to be some of the best ways to kind of prepare for a recession, because there's likely coming a time that either the cost of borrowing will be too great and you won't want to borrow, or you'll have to pay back something that you've already borrowed. So making sure that you have debt under control is a key determinant about kind of riding out a recession.
And with all of the conversation about the Fed and rate hikes, do you foresee any future hikes coming? Are they done with those adjustments, or do you feel like there's a little bit more of a wait and see approach right now?
If we take the Federal Reserve at their word, they are definitely going to raise interest rates more. So they've started earlier this year. They're talking about at least a couple more times this year. So I believe that, yeah, you're going to see the Federal Reserve continue to raise interest rates. And till a point that they feel like it's no longer warranted, till they have inflation under control. And I just don't think we're there yet. And so I personally believe that they're going to continue to raise interest rates. And again, generally that kind of slows down the economy, if not pushes us into recession. It's not a doomsday thing. It's actually, I think just things are returning to normal. And so I wouldn't say we need to be really scared of it, but we do need to be prepared for the environment that we're entering, because that's for the first time in a long time, interest rates are going up, and that's very different than what we've been in.
Wonderful information here this morning from Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management. We'll continue this dialogue when we come back from the break. You are listening to Mind Your Business, here a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management, talking quite a bit about inflation, recession, Fed topics, interest rate hikes, all of the fun and exciting stuff. And it really is important to get an understanding on some of these principles, because it does impact our daily economic function, both from a business standpoint and as individuals. And Jonathan, right before the break, you were kind of going down a road I wanted to revisit real quick before we move on. And that's the fact that, as you mentioned, we don't necessarily need to be scared of what is a correction back to normal in a lot of economic context. I think that also sometimes our rearview mirror is short in distance, and it's hard to remember through COVID and all the different influences we've had in our life that the economy has been booming in directions that have seen record level after record level after record level for so long. This was almost a predictable return to reality. Is that not correct?
Yes, it is. And that's how our economic system works. We have periods of excess, and we have periods of decline and contraction. And in those periods of contraction, you actually have opportunities. And so those are, I would like to say, nobody enjoys them. I don't enjoy them. I don't know anybody who does. No matter how much you understand or whatever, nobody enjoys periods of contraction, but it is necessary because it kind of resets the table for the next go around. And so I think that as a business owner and also as an individual, that's something very important to remember. You know, as a business owner, you're able to take advantage of opportunities. Maybe people who haven't run their business well, you might actually have the opportunity to buy a business or consolidate or whatever, or buy a new piece of equipment or buy a piece of real estate that can help you expand your business. If you're an individual, this is a great opportunity to invest in other businesses. That could be your portfolio, that could be real estate, that could be whatever. But these are opportunities that probably will come our way because some people are not preparing. And so we can actually take advantage of things where maybe prices, just like they might have been unreasonably highly priced back during 2020 and 2021. Now they're starting to return to more normal valuations where maybe things are better valued. So yeah, it's actually, there's two sides of every coin. And I would say, even though we don't like them, like recessions or like pullbacks or contractions, those are necessary and normal. And we want to make sure that we're prepared for them.
Jonathan, I know that some of what we've discussed here, interest rates and certainly price movement, is something that we all feel. There are a number of other folks that are cautiously watching market volatility, and there's a short-term and long-term impact to that. Can you explain kind of what you're seeing in that behavior right now and where you see things maybe moving down the road again when it comes to the rises and falls of the stock market on a daily basis?
Yeah, so everybody, you know, one of the great things and terrible things about the market is that you can see what everything's selling for that day, that moment, right? And that can be very, very good if we're looking to be a seller, and that can be very, very bad if we are maybe not concerned, or maybe we are concerned about the direction things are headed. Here's what I would tell you. The period that we're in right now is volatile because the market is adjusting to a period of rising interest rates and inflation. That's something we haven't seen in about 40 years. So there are going to be periods of volatility that we see in the market. Now, where is the most volatility? Well, most of the volatility is in those types of investments that saw huge gains in the past 2 years, so since the pandemic. So you can go look back at some of the companies that were kind of the darlings of COVID, and you can compare those and say, hey, how are they performing today? Well, they might have been up 100% over the past 2 years, but they might be down 60% this year. And so what we're seeing is the market is adjusting the price and adjusting expectations based on kind of this new paradigm that we're going into. And that new paradigm, again, rising interest rates, as dictated by inflation. And part of the reason people say, well, why is that? Why does that matter so much? And the reason is interest rates are the cost of money. And so if interest rates are the cost of money, and the cost of money is getting more expensive, everything else, real estate, gold, silver, stocks, bonds, everything is being repriced right now. And so what the market is doing is, again, remember, the market is where buyers and sellers meet. They're determining what's the right price for these particular kinds of investments. That's what we're seeing right now. And it's hard to live through. It's not easy sometimes, especially if you were investing very aggressively in maybe things that are a little bit more speculative, like cryptocurrency or some of the other things. You're seeing a lot of the value fall and come out of that. And part of the reason why is because we're getting out of this ultra accommodative phase into a period of more monetary tightening, is what I would call it, where things are not as accommodative. It's not as easy as it used to be.
Jonathan, stocks aren't the only things traded on a market. Certainly, a lot of folks put gas in their gasoline tanks, unless you've got an EV, and you're watching those oil prices and hearing about refining costs and how that fluctuates sometimes depending on the time of year. Are you seeing anything stabilizing in the world of oil pricing and oil refinery costs, or is there just going to be again a little bit more of that? Watch the needle continue to move up until we reach a certain point.
So my wife asked me about this past weekend, and I gave her probably more than she wanted to know. So I'm going to have to temper some of what I say here. But the really quick version is a quick history lesson. So in the teens, in say 2013, 14, 15, the U.S. had become a swing producer in oil and other natural gas and other petroleum products. And as a result, the world had tons of oil and natural gas. Well, when you have tons of something, the law of supply and demand dictates that the price will actually fall. So that's what happened. The price actually fell. And then coupled on that, the price of oil and energy fell to such a degree that people weren't investing in oil and gas infrastructure and in oil and gas projects. And then COVID happened. And when that happened, nobody was driving. So a lot of petroleum demand went away. And what we saw happen is that the price of oil and energy, especially during the pandemic summer of 2020, we saw it fall to extremely low levels. And basically what happened is there was a disincentive. A lot of companies went out of business, and you saw a lot of people, especially energy companies, not invest in more natural gas or oil projects. Then we've also had a fiscal policy guidance where people will go out and making a shift to ESG stuff, so environmentally conscious investing, and oil was really not looked upon favorably. So we had this period of time where three or four things, the oil and energy industry just cannot catch a break. And as a result, there's chronic underinvestment in oil and natural gas and other things for the past several years. So fast forward to this year, when Russia invades Ukraine, and the company started putting embargoes on Russian oil, which is a big producer of oil in the world, suddenly the oil supply got very, very tight. And when the oil supply gets very, very tight, what happens to the price? Well, exactly the opposite. It goes up. And so where we are right now is in that environment where we have a bunch of stranded oil. So Russia is really only selling to China and India, I believe, and maybe a couple other small countries. But that leaves the rest of the world looking for more supply. And so it drives the price up. And what we're seeing is that politicians, President Biden just recently announced that he's going to try to release some of the strategic petroleum reserves that we have. And that's an effort to try to keep the cost down. All right. So why am I telling you all that? Because there is no quick answer. Despite my answer there, which is longer, there is no quick answer to how do we bring more oil back online. And so one of the thoughts is, yes, we will make a shift more towards environmentally friendly or more green things. And that's going to help some, but it's not going to be a cure all. And even during that period of time, we're probably going to have a transition. So I think it's going to be something. Oil prices, again, and natural gas prices are probably going to be with us. They're not going to be as seasonal. They may not be as tight as what they are right now. But I do think it's going to be with us for a while, and that's probably going to be inflationary, and it's going to affect the price of the pump.
And as you bring politics into it, our final question, you know, sometimes people look to elections as being another reset opportunity. Is there anything that comes out of the midterm elections that you see being that quick snap of the fingers? Here we go back, or is this a little bit longer play to try to get our markets in order and some of that inflation in order? And that really doesn't necessarily get dictated on one pull of the lever.
I don't think that there is an immediate effect of either political party being elected, because the situation that we have found ourselves in took years to get into, and it's probably going to take years to get out of. And that's true with inflation and government spending, and that's true also with oil and natural gas. So I don't have any immediate knee-jerk reactions about one political party or another. I do think that Americans are still deciding what they want and how they want to proceed with some of the things that in the past one particular party has said or another. So I don't think that there's any huge implications right now. I think there's a lot that we just have to work through. And some of that's going to be bringing more oil and natural gas and other petroleum products online. I think some of that is also going to be working through higher interest rates. And that's just going to take time, regardless of the political party.
Well, Jonathan, I know that not all of this information is great news to everybody, but it's important to be armed with accurate news so you can make the informed decisions. And if anybody needs any assistance with those decisions, check out Jonathan and his staff at AllenWealthManagement.com for a conversation to help get you started down the right road during these difficult times to navigate. Jonathan, as always, we appreciate your time. I know we'll be chatting again sooner than we think.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. That's Jonathan Allen. I am David Jackson. That wraps up this installment of Mind Your Business. We're right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.